Hey, good Friday morning, church. Man, we have spent a week together, and it's been a wonderful time. So let's get started this morning. We're going to be in Acts chapter 1, verses 12 through 26, and the apostles meet, and they pray with other believers, and Peter acts as the spokesman for the community, and the apostles proceed to choose a successor to Judas. All right. So again, God's saving word for this week has been faith. And let's get right into the reading of his word. And when the apostles went back to Jerusalem from the Mount of Olives, which is about a half a mile from the city, they entered the city and went up to the room where they were saying, Peter, John, James, and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James, son of Alphaeus, Simon the Patriot, Judas, the son of James. They gathered frequently to pray as a group, together with the women and with Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. A few days later, there was a meeting of the believers, about 120 in all, and Peter stood up to speak. My friends, he said, the scripture had to come true, in which the Holy Spirit, speaking through David, made a prediction about Judas, who was the guide for those who arrested Jesus. Judas was a member of our group, for he had been chosen to have a part in our work. With the money that Judas got for his evil act, he bought a field where he fell to his death. He burst open and his insides spilled out. All the people living in Jerusalem heard about it, so in their own language they called that field the Field of Adelkama, which means the field of blood. For it is written in the book of Psalms, may his house become empty, may no one live in it. It is also written, may someone else take his place of service. So then, someone must join us as a witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. He must be one of the men who was in our group during the whole time that Jesus traveled with us, beginning from the time of John's preaching, his message of baptism, until the day that Jesus was taken up from us to heaven. So they proposed two men, Joseph, who was called Barabbas, also known as Justice, and Matthias. And they prayed, Lord, you know the thoughts of everyone, so show us which of these two you have chosen, and they to serve as an apostle in the place of Judas, who left to go to the place where he belongs. Then they drew lots to choose between the two men, and the one chosen was Matthias, who was added to the group of the 11 apostles. All right, today's key verse is Acts chapter 1, verse 14, where it says, they gathered frequently to pray as a group. And so this is something that there's been a lot of discussion about. There are many theologians that think that perhaps what happened here was not really in God's plan. They found a passage of scripture, may someone else take his place of service in Psalms, and decided that they needed to elect someone to take the place of Judas. And so they set these requirements. Someone must join us to be a witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. He must be one of the men who was in our group during the whole time that the Lord traveled about with us, beginning from the time that John preached his message of baptism until the day that Jesus was taken up from us to heaven. However, we do not see any instruction from God to tell them to do this. Jesus did not tell them to do this. And interestingly enough, we don't see anything about Matthias in history. The Bible doesn't say anything about him, and history doesn't say much about him. We don't know what he accomplished. And so it's my own personal belief that the Apostle Paul was to be the one to fill the vacancy left by Judas Iscariot. But for some reason, the apostles of Jesus decided to go about it this way. I guess no harm was done, and the Apostle Paul was able to carry out his ministry without any problems. So in the end, I guess no harm, no foul. All right, let's go ahead and pray. Almighty God, empower me to share the good news of your love and salvation with those I meet and to serve you always. In your holy name, I pray. Amen. All right. God bless, church. It's been a great week. Keep your eyes open. Stay ready to see the good things that God has planned for each of us. And I look forward to seeing you face to face on Sunday morning. God bless.